Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I am on live from Indianapolis, Indiana. This show is sponsored by Harvest Girls International Incorporated. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed to empower women to celebrate the journey of womanhood and to inspire young girls ages 9 through 17 the power to dream. I'm so excited that you're with us tonight, and I'm just happy that this is spring and the air is just, I know it's full of pollen and a lot of people are having issues with pollen, but I just love the fresh air, and I'm just excited that I'm doing the show from actually out, a little bit outside today doing the show. So I hope you can hear me. You may hear some birds chirping and some cars and things going by, but it's just such a beautiful time in Indianapolis. But welcome to the show, Transformation Begins With You. We're just excited about women on this show today. We love when our men join us, but we just want to talk about women and some of the issues that we have. And we really don't want, we're not talking in a bad way or a negative way. We're here to empower you and to inspire you and to just give you hope and give you a dream in your spirit. Today we're going to be talking about a time of refreshing, a time of refreshing. But before we go into that, I just wanted to recap our show last week. Some of you may have listened in last week, and we had a wonderful show speaking about a woman's worth. And we had former NFL player from the Indianapolis Colts, who was live with us from Texas, on the line, Leonard Humphreys, and he was so exciting to hear him talk about his wife and what she was worth to him, and just to give the ladies a little peek inside of the men's thought process of what he thinks about our worth. And so if you didn't get to tune in last week, you can go to the archive at blogtalkradio.com/Chris Meadows and listen to part one and part two of A Woman's Worth. So thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm trying to get everybody a chance to get online or to get on the call and to get settled in. It's such a wonderful time, and I think it's so apropos that we're speaking about a time of refreshing. You know, I want to talk a little bit now about that because, you know, when we think about the word refreshing, I always think of a nice ice-cold drink. I always think of being thirsty or being hot. I'm starting to do a lot of walking now. I'm trying to walk at least 3 miles every other day. And so by the time I get back from that walk, I need to be refreshed. I need something to refresh me. And the first thing that I grab or I go for is some ice cold water. And so when I thought about this title, I'll tell you why this title came into play, but I thought about oftentimes how thirsty we are in life. We're thirsty for something more. We may get that drink of water, but sometimes you say that drink of water doesn't fulfill me. I need a soda or I need a glass of milk to go with that water. You're looking for something to crave, something that you're craving to quench that thirst. And so when we speak about a time of refreshing, I just want to talk about Harvest Girls International sponsoring a women's empowerment conference with Light of the World Christian Church right here in Indianapolis, Indiana, Friday, May 7th, and May 8th. And that conference is entitled A Time of Refreshing. And we chose that title because, in conjunction with Light of the World Christian Church, because we wanted to give the women something fresh. And we often talk about having a fresh anointing and becoming new all over again. So I'm going to give you more information about the conference, but I just kind of want to get into the meat of what we're going to talk about tonight, a time of refreshing. And I'm hoping for my guests to arrive on the line momentarily, and until she gets on the line, she had another engagement, and she's just a wonderful person, and I think she would be perfect in speaking with you about this. And you may have looked at the blog and it said Minister Dor Sanders Hill, awesome woman of God, awesome motivational, inspirational speaker, and I'm hoping that she can get on the line before the show is open. But I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the show and talk about the word refresh or refreshing. And that word means pleasantly new and different, something pleasantly new and different, invigorating and or being renewed, something invigorating, renewing us, something new and different. And when you are refreshed, there has been an impartation, a restoration. There has been an imparting of vitality and energy when you've been refreshed. You know, I was just speaking about the water. And when I thirst, I go for the water. And there's something being imparted to me as I drink that water and I'm somewhat dehydrated. That water imparts to me what I need to bring my body up to standard so that I can function the way that I need to function, because that's what water does. And so that's the way it is with women. That's the way it is with us. We need something imparted to us to refresh us, to bring us up to standard where we need to be so that we can operate at our max. And so that's why we want to be refreshed. Women need to take time to stop their lives just for a moment and be refreshed, and take the time to be refreshed in their mind, in their body, and in their spirit. You know, sometimes we refresh ourselves in many different ways as women. We try to refresh ourselves as the outer woman, the fleshly part of our being. We will spend time in the spa and spend hundreds of dollars in the treatments, and that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. And we will spend time at the nail salon getting a mani-pedi, and we will treat ourselves to vacations and shopping sprees and new hairstyles, because we're looking for that all-time refreshment, that refreshing thing that will bring us back around. Sometimes, you know, people call it burnout, when you work and work and work and work until you just burn yourself out. And then we go take a vacation, or we go do the spa thing, or we go do something to try to get ourselves revived, or we get an impartation. And so that's why we do a lot of those things for the flesh, for the outer woman. And I do those things as well, so I don't want you to think that I'm against those things. I do those things as well. There's nothing wrong with that. And, yes, it is absolutely wonderful. But I just wanted to tell you today, there is so much more. You know, for me, with Harvest Girls International, I tend to deal with the inner woman a lot, because that's where I received my refreshing restoration, is with dealing with the inner person, the inner woman. And so we are most times not fulfilled. You know, we'll go out and we'll get all those things done, and we'll beautify ourselves, and that's all wonderful. We look wonderful. But after a week or so, it's almost like we need another refreshment again, because that has worn off. But I want to tell you today about a refreshing that will not wear off. And I know you probably know where I'm going with this, because we are most times not fulfilled because we are missing the main ingredient. We sometimes fail to realize that our outer woman is so impeccable that we sometimes forget about the inner woman. And the inner woman, that's in our soul, in our spirit, is thirsty, and she needs refreshing on the inside. But there's one thing that we must realize. We must realize that times of refreshing come from God. Times of refreshing come from God. And so sometimes we say that and it sounds wonderful, but what we don't do sometimes is we don't teach our sisters how to get to that time of refreshing. We don't teach our sisters how do you refresh yourself on the inside. We definitely know, most of us know how to refresh ourselves on the outside. We know how to go to the spas. We know how to go to the cruises and hang out and go to Jamaica and go to Mexico and just relax and have a great time. We know how to do all of those things, and those things refresh our outer man, and it helps on the inside as well. But I'm talking about the ultimate refreshing on the inside. And as I said, that refreshment, that refreshing, those times of refreshing come from God. Now, I want you to know that I believe in both and not just either or. I don't believe you should have either this or that. I believe you should have both and. You should have it all. I believe in holistic, all across the board. I believe that we should be refreshed inside and out. But if we focus on the outside more than the inside, then there is no balance. And we are left to repeat the same process over and over again. And therefore, you know what happens, ladies? We receive the same result. If we take vacation after vacation every year, if we do spa treatment after spa treatment, we do hair appointment after hair appointment, and we're not doing anything on the inside to refresh our spirits, to refresh our souls. You know, even though we know the Lord, many of you are Christians, you know God, you love Him, but you're not refreshing yourself on the inside. So I said earlier that the word refresh relates to something being poured out. And so I want to use an example. It's just like rain. God pours out rain into the earth to refresh it and replenish it. And he said that, in this scripture, that I will pour out water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, Isaiah 44:3-5. And so we know that God is the one that pours out into the earth. He pours out into earth. And guess what? Not only does he pour out into the earth, he pours out into us. He said, I will pour out my spirit among all flesh. He will pour into us. And when refreshment comes, ladies, the whole house is blessed. You know, they always say when the woman is blessed, the whole house is blessed, and that is true. And even though maybe some of you are married, some of you are probably single, or some of you may even live alone, or you may be single mothers that have children still at home, I can witness on all ends. I was married, I'm not divorced, raised children as a single mom. So I understand when a mother is not happy, the whole house is miserable. I remember times when I would come in from work and I would be so just tired, and I just so needed to be refreshed in some kind of way. And I would come in kicking and screaming. I would come in and, why haven't you picked up the clothes? Why is the dishes not? Why are the dishes not washed? Why is this not done or that? And it really was more of me needing something for me than fussing at the kids. All those things need to be done. Please, trust me, they did. But the thing was, I needed some refreshment on the inside. And going to work day after day after day became tiring, and it became taxing. And there was no refreshing time for me. And the closest thing I came to refreshing myself was when I got in the shower or in the bathtub. That was my time of refreshing. But God is saying to us today, the time of refreshing is greater than anything we can do for ourselves on the outside. It's all about what he can do for us on the inside. Now, I'm not intending today to try to come in as a Bible study, but this thing is so real in my spirit today that I just thought I had to share it with you. Because after all, Harvest Girls International is operating out of a spiritual base. And so, therefore, we love to incorporate that into your spirit as well. So I just want to read you one more scripture, and we want to talk about that. And then we're just going to move on into another segment of the show before we end. I want to talk a little bit about the conference coming up. And so I want you to listen to Acts 3:19. And we were talking about a refreshing, and refreshment comes from God. And so this is what I want to read to you. This is our theme. Light of the World has given us a Christian church has given us a theme for the event. And this is the theme scripture that we are using. It's Acts 3:19. And it says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that awesome? I just want to tell you a little bit about what that means to me. It says, repent, therefore, and be converted. And what God is really saying in my spirit, I feel, he's saying, cleanse your spirit, cleanse yourself. Sometimes, ladies, we just have to take time to meditate and just pray and just think about how good God has been. Think about the things that maybe we said that week or that day that have been so maybe hurtful to someone. Maybe our heart wasn't right toward a situation. Maybe our voice, the way we voiced our opinion, maybe it was really ugly, and maybe it could have offended someone. And so we need to go back and repent of the things that maybe were just not pleasing to God. And so when he said, repent, therefore, and be converted, that means be changed. The next thing he's talking about is be changed. Change your ways. Convert yourself. Make a mental note and a spiritual note. These are some things I need to change. I need to convert sometimes the way that I act or the way that I treat this certain person or, you know, just the way that sometimes I have that road rage on the road on the way home because I'm just so anxious to get home because I'm so tired. I need to think about those things and just repent. Ask God to change you and forgive you. Change your ways. And then it said, then he says, so that your sins may be blotted out. Blot it out. You know, when I read that, ladies, you know what I thought about? I thought about when you take, if you get a stain on your dress at the last minute, you're trying to run out of the house or maybe you were at lunch and you dripped something, and it's always that something that makes a stain, and it's always that something that is hard to get out. And so the first thing we do as women, when we drop something on our blouse or on our skirt or whatever, we start blotting it. We want it out, and we will immediately start to blot it because we don't want it to dry and harden, because we know once it hardens and dries, it becomes more difficult to get out. So what we do is we take water, and we try to cleanse it with the water. And that's what God does with us. You know, as soon as we repent and convert and we ask God to forgive us, he immediately sees those stains, and he immediately washes us with the water, which represents the Holy Spirit. And he blots out the stains of sin. And then it says, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And so once all the sins have been removed, all the stains have been removed, and the transgressions have been blotted out and removed in our lives. And ladies, trust me, it's just that simple. Then times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Once we go and ask God to forgive us, and we ask God to cleanse us, and we start to think about changing our ways, God comes in with that blotter, and he blots all those stains out. And then we're able to worship him, meditate on him, and we become refreshed in our spirits. Trust me, there is no greater joy than for a believing soul to give himself all, or herself, should I say, all to God. And that's how we give ourselves totally to God. This has always been the way in times of refreshing. This has always been what God has wanted for us and how he meant to refresh us. And so I'm so excited about just giving you that little bit tonight on a time of refreshing. This is a time in your life, ladies, where you need to be restored, refreshed, renewed, revitalized. You know what? There's so much greatness in you. There's so much inside of you that you have not even tapped into yet. And you know why sometimes, ladies, that we can't tap into the greatness of us? Because we don't take that time to cleanse our spirit, change our ways, and let God blot out our transgressions so that the refreshing time may come in our life. We can never see the greatness in us because we have so much of the hectic day sometime in us. I know when I was working for my former employer, and I didn't have time to see the greatness in me because I was so worried about, I got it, by the time I get off work, I got to start planning the dinner on the way home, planning on when I'm going to wash clothes. I got to plan everything about my day before I actually get home, my evening or that next morning. I'm thinking about what time I have to get up once I get home. I immediately start thinking, oh, I got to get up early in the morning and go to work. There's no time for refreshing. You have to put time aside for yourself. Set that time aside and say, I'm going to take this time to refresh myself. And that is exactly what Harvest Girls International and Light of the World Christian Church wants you to do on May 7th and May 8th. We want to lead you. We want to be the leaders that lead you into that time of refreshing, that time of refreshment for your soul, mind, body, and soul. And what we want to do is celebrate the journey of womanhood. And that is why we are inviting you, no matter where you are, you can come from far away or just from across town. We're inviting you to come to a time of refreshing with Harvest Girls International and Women of the Light and Light of the World Christian Church, where Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, yes, that is correct, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor will be our keynote speaker. And if any of you have ever heard Dr. Jewel, you know she is awesome. She is a time of refreshing all within herself. And so we also are going to have Dr. Ilan Bamani. Dr. E, as she's often called, she is such an awesome woman that will refresh you about your health, and not only about your health, but about your finances. And then we have Kathy Holloway Hill. Kathy Holloway Hill is a motivational speaker. She helps you with those goals. She helps you to change some of the old habits you have and teaches you how to walk into the newness of life. And so we have a lot of things that we want to offer you on that day, but this is what you got to do. You can't just sit there and listen to me and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to come. What you need to do right now is write this down. I want you to go get your pen and your paper, because you need to write this website down. All of this you're going to get. You're going to get lunch. You're going to get Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor. You're going to get Dr. Ilan Bamani. You're going to get Kathy Holloway Hill. And you're going to get prayer. You're going to be empowered. You're going to be changed. And you're going to get a free lunch. You cannot beat this price, I guarantee you. All of this for both days, including everything I told you on Friday, the 7th of May, and Saturday the 8th, you're also going to get as a bonus Bishop T. Garrett Benjamin Jr., who is also going to pour into the lives of women, and he's going to be talking about for women only. How awesome is that? All of that, ladies, for $20. Yes, you heard me, $20. You can't afford to miss it. You can't afford not to miss it, should I say, because you need to bring your mother, your grandmother, big mama, auntie, cousins. Everybody needs to come to this. We need to see generations of women there so that your family can be restored and renewed. Listen, this is what you have to do. You got those pens and paper? Okay, this is what you got to do. You got to go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com. Again, you must go to www.harvestgirls.webs.com. And I want you to go on there, and I want you to click on PayPal so that you can pay right then and there on the spot. You can pay right then and there on the spot and get your space. Spacing is limited, ladies. We may run out of space. I don't know. This thing is going pretty fast. So I wanted my listeners and all the Harvest Girl followers to get in on this, because I don't know how long this will last. You know what? This is a time of refreshing. This is a time to not only empower yourself and motivate yourself, but to motivate and empower someone else. I tell you, ladies, if you could take what you learn in this conference and then pass it on to your daughter, to your mother, to your grandmother, to your coworker, if you could pass it on to another woman, a woman in the grocery store, you may bump into somebody you never knew, start talking, and you would be able to share something from this conference with them. This is what it's all about, celebrating the journey. But we need a time of refreshing. I can't wait. I tell you, I'm so excited. I'm excited that I'm going to be in the presence of anointed women. Dr. Dora Sanders Hill is going to be there. She's going to be empowering us through prayer. And I just think it's going to be an exciting time. So I'm so very, very excited that you've tuned in today. I hope that this time of refreshing has been inspiring to you and empowering to you. I'm so sorry that our guest could not make it on the show tonight. I know that she had another broadcast that she was doing, and so we'll just get her in another time. But I hope that I have inspired and empowered you, and I want you to be blessed. I want you to know that you got to get to that website, though, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, the Women's Conference, A Time of Refreshing in Indianapolis, Indiana, and everybody can come. We have hotel rooms. All of that's on our website. You can go to click on conferences, and you can get all of that. It's all on the website. We've set it up for you that you can come. $20 is all you need to get here, to get to Indianapolis. If you're already in Indianapolis, you have no excuse. You need to get to Light of the World Christian Church May 7th at 6 p.m. and on May 8th at 9 a.m. You will not be disappointed. We're also going to have on the 8th, we're going to have, 7th and 8th, we're going to have vendors. So if you're interested in a vendor space, we have vendors. We have business card ads. Business card ads are only $20. So we wanted all the women who had a business to be able to get their business in there. We wanted people who had things to sell that had their business to be able to get in there. So there's vendor space. If you go on the website, you'll see all that, and you can contact us if you have any questions. We're just excited to be able to bring this to you for Mother's Day weekend, a time of refreshing. And I want to just leave you with this. I just have a moment left, and I just want to leave you with this. You know, there are times in our life when we might feel discouraged, and we think our work is in vain. But then the Holy Spirit revives our soul again. And that's what I want for you, your soul to be revived, your soul to be refreshed. The work that you're doing, whatever it is, it's not in vain. God is looking right at you. But he's saying, daughter, I love you so much. I want you to be refreshed, renewed, and revitalized. And so as we close, I say to you, as I say every time that I close, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And until we meet again, God keep you is my prayer. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye, and have a blessed evening.